Welcome, fresh new episode of the Breakfast Pizza Podcast. I'm JR, joined as always with Lucas.
That's right, coming up on the end of the year, getting close.
Yeah, it is the end of the year for most teams. Yeah, not all of them.
More than not. Yeah.
Well, I get it's close. 14.
It's close. It's almost 18. Half.
Yeah, 18 are out. 14 are in.
It's almost half.
But we're reaching the end. So let's get started.
Let's do it.
The Washington football team announced that they were going to release their new team name on February 2nd, I think was the date.
Okay. So a month away.
2/2/22.
Yeah.
You know.
A month away.
Good marketing.
Yeah.
That name has since been leaked.
Surprise, surprise. Something else leaks from the Washington football team.
At least it wasn't poop water.
Yeah, at least it wasn't poop water.
So the new team name is going to be the Washington Admirals.
I don't love it.
So it's apparently long. Red Wolves and Wolves or anything of the sort, they threw out because it was going to be hard to get trademarks and stuff because there's so many other Wolf-related teams.
Yeah.
Which I guess makes sense.
That makes sense, but I like the way almost all of that sounds more than the Admirals.
Yeah, the Admirals, it sounds real dumb. I'm sure the logo is going to look, it can't look worse than the Rams' new uniforms. Those things are ugly.
You don't like them?
No, I think
I kind of like them.
Like when they're at home, half the time it's like a cream color.
I kind of like it.
I don't. I think it looks stupid.
I mean, they're not my favorite, but I kind of
like the navy ones they had in St. Louis better.
Yeah. You mean in San Diego?
I like the navy.
No, I'm sorry.
Charger uniforms over the powder blues.
That's what I was thinking of, the navies. Yeah. I like the powder blues, but I did like the navies a lot.
Yeah, the navies. I like the occasional powder blues with the regular navies, personally.
I agree with that. It feels like a Color Rush jersey.
Right? Yeah, the Admirals.
Man, they should do that again. Sorry.
Admirals. They do the Color Rush.
Do they? I haven't apparently seen.
The Cowboys wore their Color Rush uniforms this weekend.
Okay. I wasn't paying attention.
So it's the Admirals. Of course, the name for them gets leaked a month early because they can't do anything correctly.
They're a hot mess. They don't know what's going. They have a handle on nothing.
Yeah. This weekend, Eagles fans fell out, or the railing broke off the bleachers.
Yep.
And they almost fell on top of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, they almost killed their starting quarterback.
And then the fans got up. They got to hug Jalen Hurts. So I guess it worked out. They were interviewed, and they asked if the Washington football team, like medical team, like offered to help. Oh, no, absolutely. Like, no, they didn't.
Yeah, because the football team came out and said that they'd been offered immediate medical help. Like, they were checked on, and everybody was like, oh, no, no. There was nobody said anything to anyone. No.
Yeah. Oh, team name's coming out.
Yeah. Uh-oh, this slipped.
We've been holstering this one for a while. We could have done it during the email scandal, but we wanted to wait because we knew things were going to get worse.
That's right. We knew this wasn't the last of it.
So I guess the name coming out signifies that there is no more email, or they would have held on to it longer.
That's true.
That's probably pretty much the PR distraction they've been holding on to.
It is. This is the final. They're playing their final card here.
Yeah. Unless they wanted to change their name to the Danless and get rid of Dan Snyder. I think everyone would be more on board with that.
I would. That sounds better.
Their logo could just be Dan Snyder's silhouette with like a cancel over top of it. Yeah,
just an X across it. The Danless. Killer. The Danless sounds better
than the Admirals.
Yep. 100%.
All right. What's our next topic, Lucas?
Well, a former Steeler went absolutely off the rails this weekend in pretty predictable fashion, really. I mean, like, it made sense. But
I don't know, predictable?
Well, predictable fashion. He did a thing that is very believable for him to do, but man, he went big. Antonio Brown quit in the most spectacular, but not spectacular in a good way, fashion I've ever seen. In the middle of the game, gets to the sidelines, unhappy with their somewhat mixed things, but we talk about that in a second. Pulls the jersey and the pads off, chucks them over the bench, pulls his gloves off, pulls his shirt off, throws them into the crowd, hypes the Jets fans up, and walks off. Runs off. He literally just ran out of the stadium in the middle of the game.
So here were my biggest issues. All right. Number one, you just can't act like that. Number two, every report said Antonio Brown throws his jersey in the stands.
He didn't throw his jersey.
He didn't.
He threw the jersey in the pads.
He threw everything in the stands, which was completely false.
Yeah, it's not true.
He threw his undershirt and gloves in the stands.
Correct.
So like they immediately overreacted to everything.
Which they don't need to overreact. This is big enough. Like there's no reason to embellish anything he did. It's crazy enough just the way it happened.
Right. Yeah, there was nothing. Yeah, it was perfectly fine and chaotic and dramatic.
Just the
before
way
all that. From what I understand, the relationship between him and the organization was extremely strained after the vaccination card incident.
Yes.
Because he felt as if the team did not have his back in that situation, which it's kind of hard to because you did something really stupid.
Right. Which how could his team back him on something like that?
But then apparently his ankle injury was still pretty significant and he was injured. And the Buccaneers are saying they had no idea he was injured, which has to be a flat-out lie.
Right.
He didn't want to go back in the game because he felt that he was injured. People made it sound like they wouldn't let him back in because of his incentives.
Right.
Not true.
Yeah.
They needed him because he was like the only receiver they had.
Yeah, I was going to say, Evans is also, I mean, he's playing.
He's not.
But he's not healthy. Godwin's done for the year with the ACL.
Right.
They're depleted.
So that's also not true. But then they're saying he refused to go back in the game. He was telling them he was injured, and Bruce Arians told him to get back in the game, and he said no, and then Bruce Arians told him to get out, and that's when he lost it, which is somewhat understandable because if you're an injured player and your coach is telling you have to get back on the field, like I don't, and you can't make me.
Yeah. I get him being upset if he really is injured, and he very well could be. I mean, he's right. Been hurt. I'm not refuting that. I get being really upset with that. I do not get the antics that went along with it.
So then after the game, there was a lot of, oh, I hope he gets the help he needs, making it sound like
like a psychological breakdown.
Right. Yeah, which, I mean, maybe partially, but you know, a lot of people say he hasn't been the same since Vontaze Burfict almost knocked his head off.
I mean, he did get smacked extremely hard in the head on that play.
I mean, that was pretty ridiculous. But Terry Bradshaw said on the Fox postgame show that if Antonio Brown was just having a temper tantrum, he needs to be put in a straitjacket and institutionalized.
Mm.
Which you can't say.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You can't say that.
Yeah.
You just can't say that.
I mean, like, you could almost see Michael Strahan trying to move his chair away
from Bradshaw at that moment.
Yeah. I do not want in the screen when he says this.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't
say that. Which, by the way, Terry Bradshaw just says off-the-cuff things all the time.
That's who he is and what he does.
Yeah, and he is very much old Terry Bradshaw.
I love him for it, too. I really do. I really do.
It is funny that he's on Fox, though.
Why is that amusing?
Because he's an ex-Steeler guy. He's a big Steeler guy.
Yeah.
But he's on Fox, and they never do Steeler stuff on Fox. Never.
Very true.
Anyways. Very true.
But, boy, did and then Antonio Brown's at the Brooklyn Nets game that night, stays in New York.
Someone took a picture of him standing outside waiting for his ride.
Yeah, waiting for an Uber.
I mean, just what a wild situation.
That guy has got to, I would think at this point, everything would have humbled him a little bit. But
by the way, he's still technically a member of the Bucks.
Yeah, he hasn't been cut yet. Officially, he has not been cut, still technically on the roster. I do not get that at all. I have no idea what they're waiting for. I have no idea what's happening.
Do they think someone else is going to claim him?
I don't know. There's no chance. It's over. It's completely over. I mean, Pittsburgh, he was in Pittsburgh for what, 7, 8 years? 7 years?
Yeah, 7.
I think. Left there. Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh that didn't work out. Goes to Oakland, that doesn't work out. Goes to New England, that doesn't work out. Now goes to Tampa, that doesn't work out. He cycled through 3, at least, maybe if you mark out Oakland, but like he cycled through Mike Tomlin, Bill Belichick, and Bruce Arians. If you can't figure out one of those three guys to play for,
you're done. Bruce Arians was also in Pittsburgh.
He was, yeah.
So
he was.
But Bruce Arians knew what he was getting when he got Antonio Brown.
He did. He had dealt with them. But like those guys are three huge, big names, successful. Belichick's not a player's guy. Tomlin's kind of a player's guy. But as in you've got the not player's coach and you've got two player's coaches. You've got established organizations, established coaches, and nobody can figure it out with them.
Well, it's not on the field problems, though.
Right. Like, no, he's still good on the – he's a great player still.
I mean, if he could put a whole season together, probably still one of the top five receivers in the league.
I would say possibly top five, almost assuredly top 10. Guaranteed top 10. Top five, maybe.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, that was wild.
It is.
It wasn't as wild as Fantasy Football Championship weekend.
Oh, my Lord.
I know personally, I was victimized because, you know what? I forgot. Because when you look at Hunter Renfrow and you see his hairline, you think, there's no way I should start this guy.
Yeah.
Right. I had Michael Pittman, who they were playing, and I wasn't sure if Carson Wentz was going to play. Mm-hmm. When I heard Carson Wentz was playing, I was like, all right, Pittman's in. And I left T. Higgins in because I assumed playing against
a not-so-great Steelers secondary.
No. Who were they?
Or, I'm sorry. They played the Chiefs. T. Higgins and Rashad Higgins.
I assumed that we would have a Daniel Sorensen error on T. Higgins. Yeah, turns out those were all on Jamar Chase.
Those were on Jamar Chase. We did have Daniel Sorensen errors. Which I'm glad he's got the Hunter Renfrow hairline, too.
Yeah. Never mind. So, I did make the smart decision of starting Rashad Penny.
Yeah.
I went into the Monday night game, and I needed 10 points. It should have been less, but Justin Jefferson got a couple garbage time catches on Sunday night.
He didn't get many.
He got a couple on the last drive.
He did.
And I was like, are you kidding
me? He did. He picked up half of his points on the last drive.
Yeah, which was ridiculous. So I needed,
which was still only like six.
I needed 10 points from Nick Chubb to win.
On Monday night. Against the Steelers, the worst rush defense in the NFL.
Right. At halftime, he had four rushes.
Mm-hmm. He'd been wearing that long brown coat a lot.
So anyways, we'll talk more about that in a few minutes. But I lost. So second place, yet again. I'm starting to feel like Phil Mickelson at the U.S. Open.
Unfortunate.
I mean, it's not a good feeling. I know how he feels.
Yeah.
And I felt very confident. Like I had I had Aaron Jones and Nick Chubb against Justin Jefferson. And I was down by like 20 points. And I felt very good.
I would too.
And that's what I get. Less than 10 points out of Nick Chubb against one of the worst rush defenses.
Now they're statistically now the worst.
Well, probably had to improve because
I was going to say probably after Monday night they're not the worst anymore. Going into Monday night they were statistically the worst.
We'll talk about it more.
Yeah. So my fantasy championship didn't go any better. It just perfect storm of crap happened. Stafford threw another pick six. He really struggled every game at the end of the year. Justin Jefferson had like 6 points. Did nothing. Kirk Cousins didn't play. Stephon Diggs plays in a game where Josh Allen has 120 yards because there's 40-mile-an-hour wind again. He gets nothing. Ronald Jones the second. I start him over Rashad Penny. What an the biggest mistake I could have made. That is a 33-point swing. Ronald Jones gets hurt, goes out. Penny goes off for.
Hey, Rashad Penny was a must start at the end of the season.
I know, but I thought Jones was too. He's playing the Jets, and Fournette wasn't in. I thought this is the perfect spot. They're going to be up by a million. He's the only running back.
It has gotten lost in the Antonio Brown situation that the Patriots were getting beat. By the Jets.
Oh, no, the Bucs.
The Bucs, sorry.
Yeah.
They were getting beat.
They had Tom Brady magic. Gosh, I was rooting for the Jets so hard. So hard.
And then they went for it on fourth down.
Yeah. Idiots. Just kick the field goal. How many teams have to learn this lesson the hard way? Just kick the thing. Just kick it.
I mean, I watched it and I was like, they're going to win.
I know. The kick and don't make it. It's like, oh, well, there's a minute left and they have Tom Brady. See ya.
Oh, but they don't have any timeouts.
I don't care.
Doesn't matter.
So aggravating.
Like, and Tom didn't even sweat.
No. Why would he does it every time? Stop giving him the chance. Kick the field goal.
Oh.
Gosh.
Anyways.
Infuriating. Sorry. So I didn't win in my fantasy championship either. I got crushed because the team I was playing had the exact opposite week of me. They had DK Metcalf, Russell Wilson, Cooper Kupp, Elijah Mitchell, Deebo Samuel. Not a good week to be me. So second place yet again for me.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. So anyways, we don't have to give any more fantasy advice, which is good.
Yeah, if you want to get second, that's all we're good for. We don't know how to win a league.
Which, by the way, there's like, you know, 9 people on my team that would have been happy to get second, I guess. I don't know. It kind of stinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, all right. So we're done talking about that. Let's talk about some other letdowns, or at least one. So the Dallas Cowboys played host to the Arizona Cardinals this week. Now, going into the game, I had a sick feeling in my stomach. Mm. And partially it was
the spidey senses.
It was partially like, I know the narrative. There's two narratives after this game. If the Cowboys win, it's the Cowboys beat the Cardinals, but the Cardinals haven't played well, so they still haven't beat a good team, so we don't know if we can trust them. The Cowboys lose, it's not going to be the Arizona Cardinals played better and got back on track. It was going to be the Cowboys can't beat a good team. Although if the Cowboys would have won, then they would have been a bad team. The narrative was going to flip whether or not they won. I knew that was going in.
Yeah. It's not completely unfair either.
Well, I mean,
It's a little, but it's not completely.
So, you know, I had a bad feeling going in. That and Kyler Murray's never lost a game at AT&T Stadium.
Yeah, the fact that he's played there, what, five or six times?
Seven times going
seven
in.
Seven times? Yeah, that's crazy.
So it's 8 times because he played there in high school.
I know, that's just crazy.
So I think, yeah, he is a complete freak.
He is, yeah.
So as the game went on, there was a few things. I would have liked to have seen, first of all, they kept saying how depleted Arizona's team was. And I kept looking. I was like, I know they don't have Hopkins or J.J. Watt and James Conner. I don't really know who else they're missing.
Well, those matter.
I know that. I mean, the J.J. Watt one doesn't matter that much.
No, that's not as big. It's definitely the third on the list.
Yeah, like D-Hop for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they won how many games with Colt McCoy at quarterback?
That's true.
And some of those were against good teams.
They were.
I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where you know a team coming in to Dallas, there was more hype for Arizona playing in that game than Dallas.
Yeah.
So I go back to what happened in Cincinnati this past weekend. Kansas City going in, it's not that they're not up for the game. They just don't have as much.
They don't have as much to gain from the win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where the Cardinals, like, they're going in. Like, everyone going into Dallas wants to win at Dallas. Everyone wants to beat the Cowboys.
That's true.
You're never going to have a team sleep on going to play the Cowboys.
That's probably true.
Right? Because the hype machine's real. Like, it's there. It's always up.
Yeah.
So you're never going to get overlooked.
Yeah.
That's not true. That the Cowboys should be overlooked at 11-4, now 11-5.
Right. But I do think you're right. They're one of maybe just a handful, maybe the biggest. I don't know. But there's a few teams probably like that, and they're certainly one of them.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought the defense still played really well. They didn't get any turnovers. They got a couple sacks, and it's not easy to get sacks on Kyler Murray.
That's very true.
I don't think the offense played terrible. I still think a lot of the play calling was pretty conservative. The run game, again, when they run like the power run game where they pull
guards,
they kill it. But then they just don't do it.
Yeah. Isn't it frustrating to watch your team just do stupid things?
Oh my gosh. It was so, and then the penalties killed the offense. Anytime they started to get momentum, there was a penalty to the throw back. And, you know, I mean, it's just, I hate holding penalties. I hate it because you can't really argue it because it's technically holding.
But they could throw it on every play, right?
Yeah, but it happens 100 times they don't throw it.
Right.
But then they throw it on a play where a team rushes for 30 yards.
Right.
But there could be another play that the other team does it, rushes for 160 yards, and they just don't throw it.
They're not going to throw it. It's so inconsistent.
It's ridiculous. There were two plays in the game that really swung the game. The fake punt, because Arizona had no momentum. They weren't really doing anything.
It was still anybody's, like, aside no from, one had clearly got control of anything.
Aside from one pass to A.J. Green, the game was
right
pretty much dead. Like, there was nothing.
Yeah.
And then the final play was at the end, right before the two-minute warning. Chase Edmund was on the sideline trying to get down. He fumbled. They called him down. The Cowboys didn't have another timeout, so they couldn't challenge. And that was it.
So did they, I must have missed that part. I don't know how, because I did watch the game. I guess I didn't watch the end of it. Did they rule it a fumble on the field, or did they just down by contact?
No, they called down by contact.
Okay.
Like the Cowboys player was laying on the ball and
yeah,
called down by contact.
Outside of 2 minutes?
Just outside, like two minutes and 10 seconds.
Okay. That does suck.
And then the next play, Kyler scrambles for a first down, then they kneel it out. Mm. So, that was frustrating.
Tough spot.
Yeah.
Tough spot.
So anyways, CeeDee Lamb didn't really have much in the game. He didn't do much. Michael Gallup tore his ACL.
Yeah.
So he tore his ACL on the way up to get the ball. He said when he jumped, mm-hmm. he felt it pop because he twisted.
Yeah.
And he felt it pop when he was going up to get the ball. Still caught the ball and got a touchdown.
Yeah.
Which is...
It was a good play without tearing your ACL.
Unfortunately, that is not great. But also, I'm not super concerned because it sort of changes the roles of the receivers. And going to get a little more Cedric Wilson, which I think he's a little more dangerous when he has the ball in his hands.
Yeah. The only thing I see it really hurting is you don't have the big possession receiver kind of guy now. As in, CeeDee Lamb's not the guy you throw it up to. Amari Cooper is not really that guy. He's more that guy than Lamb is, I think. But
I think Lamb's more of the circus catch 50-50 ball guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I think Amari Cooper's him as like the get it in his hands quick or let him run by somebody.
Yeah.
Not the 50-50 ball
guy. He's not the I'm going to get open in man coverage guy.
No, he's not that guy, no.
No. He's not as good as 50-50 catches as Gallup is.
Yeah.
But he's better than Cooper.
Okay.
Cedric Wilson and CeeDee Lamb are fairly similar.
Right, they're a similar type of guy. So that's the only thing I see it hurting is that it doesn't remove a dimension of the offense.
Yeah.
But they're not going to be as good at that as they were without Gallup.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought they played a little bit. They played good. They probably played as good as they did against Washington, but Arizona is clearly better than Washington.
Yeah, even if they're sliding, they're better than Washington.
So, I don't know. I mean, again, going into Dallas, especially a team, so it's sort of like a pseudo-rivalry because they used to be in the same conference and play all the time, and now they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Cardinals fans still see it as a rivalry. Cowboys don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyways,
So what are your... Are you concerned with Dak? I'm concerned with Dak.
So he played like Baker Mayfield the first half.
That's an ugly thing to say about your quarterback right there, man.
He was hesitant. He didn't throw the ball. He didn't know if he was going to run, if he was going to stay in the pocket. He had wide open guys that he just didn't throw the ball to. It was third and four. Amari Cooper was running a crossing route. There was no one within 10 yards of him, and he was past the sticks. And he threw a check down to Zeke. with guys like right on top of you. You can't do that.
Yeah. That's a bad move.
And there were several times that I watched the game. I saw, like, you want to make a play. He's wanting to make a play. There was single coverage with a garbage corner on top of CeeDee Lamb. Throw it. Throw it.
I agree.
Like, that's, if Davante Adams walks out to the outside and he's guarded by their number three corner, Aaron Rodgers doesn't even think about anything else.
It doesn't matter.
He's throwing it right there.
No matter how close that corner is, no matter what position people are in, makes no difference.
Dak doesn't really have that. He doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't think he played horrible. In the first half, he did not play great. It looked like the slump Dak.
He's still missing throws. So I'm going to ask what may be a stupid question. I keep watching these Cowboy games. They keep talking about Dak's foot and throwing mechanics and it's kicking his leg up. I'm not watching. Is there anything like, are they completely off base? Because I'm watching, I'm like, I don't know. He is doing that. And they are showing that where if he stays more planted, like he's just missing people.
Yeah.
I'm watching the games. I'm like, he's just missing the throw. Like it was just high. It was low.
I
was
behind him. For me, it looks like he's just not, he doesn't trust what he's seeing.
It could be like a mental.
Like that's what it seems like, because he came out in the second half as like, all right, we have to score. And they came out and he was much more, it seemed like he was much more in control. He was making the throws. They were more accurate. Like he was throwing in rhythm, which when Baker does that, Baker is very good.
Yeah. So is it a
when
little
he doesn't
bit of,
do that,
is there any chance it's a little bit of, I don't know how to play with a lead thing, as in if Dak feels like
they never had the lead.
I know. I'm explaining that a little bit. Like if Dak feels like he's the guy who's going to go win it, like if the defense, if he feels like he's got to score because the defense is not going to hold him, if he knows the run game's not working and he knows he needs to make a play, he's like, all right, it's on me. I'm going to jam it in there. I'm going to make it work. But if he feels like his job is to not lose a game, because they can run the ball, because they can play great defense.
Yeah.
If he's trying not to lose a game, do you think it's messing with him mentally a little bit? I am completely diagnosing things I have no insight into. But like as far as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, is he maybe just like pulling off of these things, like being hesitant to throw stuff because he's afraid of screwing it up for the rest of the guys?
See, I don't know if
he's
it's
got
that.
A good team around him.
I don't know if it's that, or I don't know if it's I don't know. There's something where he just doesn't trust what he's seeing. He doesn't trust it, so it gets bad. He misses throws. He misses reads.
Yeah.
He gets so concerned with diagnosing things pre-snap where he checks. And by the way, if you're in 3rd and 20 and you run the play clock down to 1 second, that only helps the pass rush.
They know when you're snapping
like,
that ball.
You have to snap it or you're getting a penalty.
Yep, they can time it up.
Tyron Smith did not have a good game. He got beat by Chandler Jones several times.
Was this his first game back from injury?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
If he's not healthy, don't play him.
Right.
Like, it takes a monumental. It would take a lot of things to happen for them to get around the number four seed at this point.
Yeah. They're mostly locked. A lot of the NFC is.
They could get to the three. I think if the Rams lose, the Cowboys win, they'll go to three.
That's possible, but it's not like that big of a swing.
Well, I don't know if they will or not because they lost to the Cardinals that was in conference. Well, yeah. But like 4-3.
But even three to four.
The difference is you're playing the Niners or Eagles versus playing the Cardinals again.
Right. Which I don't know that it matters that much.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways,
I'm not super impressed by the Cardinals.
I wouldn't put a lot into the next game, but the Eagles aren't really going to change who they play.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't know. Anyways, all right, I'm done talking about the Cowboys.
All right, uplifting notes. Man, Monday night's game was maybe the most beautiful football game I've ever watched.
It wasn't good football.
I was glassy-eyed. Oh, my gosh, what a great game. What an abs! I was literally I have never watched a game harder than I watched Monday night, or I haven't in a long time. Such a good game. So fulfilling. So magical. So wonderful. My gosh, I loved it. Ben Roethlisberger plays his final home game against the Cleveland Browns, who he destroys every time, except for that one time. And he beats him again at home. He doesn't play good. He completes like 23 out of 48 passes for 150 yards. Throws the worst pick I've ever seen at the end of the half.
He does it every game. It just gets dropped half the time.
I don't know what was happening. He threw a touchdown. He didn't play that good. We ran the ball pretty good. That was nice to see. But, like, technically, there's not a lot to read into this game. That's not what this game was about. This game was about saying goodbye to Big Ben. We got one more week, but last time he plays in Heinz Field, in all likelihood. And it was great. Man, he broke out the pump fake. He pump faked the crap out of Cleveland at one point. I have no idea. Ben Roethlisberger's pump fake is the best pump fake of all time. Undoubtedly, the best pump fake of all time. He literally makes a throwing motion, like a perfect throwing motion. He doesn't pull back, and then it just sticks in his hand every time. It's 30 degrees, and he's, I don't know how he does it.
All right, so I wasn't lost in the fandom of Big Ben's last home game.
Because
I don't really care.
My goodness, I was lost in it.
I mean,
so good riddance. Beautiful. Good riddance. That's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback right there. That's a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback. 60,000 yards, 2 Super Bowls. Started in his rookie year, played for the same team 18 years. 18 years, same team, rookie season, retire. How many people do that? Brady didn't do that. Manning didn't do that. Breeze didn't do that. Rivers didn't do that.
So, all right. You brought up Breeze, which made me think of Baker's wife. Baker Mayfield's wife. She posted on Instagram quarterback stats for the first 3 seasons.
Yeah.
And it was Brett Favre, Drew Breeze, and somebody else. That his stats were just as good, if not better than. And I was like, yeah, but like, Favre sat his first year, pretty much, I think. There was another player.
He got in, yeah.
Breeze sat his first year.
Yeah.
So that was only 2 seasons where the stats for Breeze. And he arguably wasn't very good in San Diego.
Well, not at all.
When he got the Saints, that's when he became awesome.
Yeah.
So, like, a little skewed. But anyways, she's supporting her husband. Good for her. What I saw in the game was Kevin Stefanski didn't want to win because it was hilarious. I was watching the Manning cast.
I did not because I wanted to enjoy the game.
Right. So
I just wanted to watch the game and it let it be.
Although Steve Levy and Lewis Riddick sometimes say some things that
they do.
There's a few things a game that you're like, what are they?
I agree. I had a few of those moments.
Anyways, there was a lot of Peyton going, where's Chubb? Why is he not on the...
I was really curious. So I was watching the main cast. I was thinking about, though, I was like, I kind of want to switch to the Manning cast to see what Peyton and Eli are saying about this. Because there's like, no way they're on board. He goes,
well, if you don't see Chubb in the backfield, it pretty much doesn't work out.
Yeah.
And like they ran a play action and Austin Hooper was in the backfield. And they're like, oh, this makes sense. Let's fake a handoff to our tight end instead of our Pro Bowl running back. And, like, they were just like, I have no idea why. And then there was a lot of, I guess, Kevin Stefanski's fantasy team is playing against someone with Nick Chubb this week. There was no reason. Like,
I agree. I didn't know what was
going on. Was he hurt?
I thought that eventually, before the commentary, eventually Levy and Riddick got onto that in the second half. But I was like, is Chubb hurt? Like, what's happening here?
Anyways. Well, they wouldn't have talked about it anyways because they were too busy just throwing flowers at the feet of Big Ben. Right.
Listen, it is a first ballot Hall of Fame quarterback in his final home game. Beloved by the city, by the people. I don't know if there has ever been a better fit between a quarterback and a team in a city. I don't know if there's ever been one. Like, Ben Roethlisberger is the perfect quarterback to have played in Pittsburgh. In front of the people he did, to have the fan base he did, the perfect guy to have there. I'm not saying he was a perfect man as far as all the decisions he made, but I'm saying, like, his, like, in general, what he stood for, what he was about, is just perfect. Like, I will wear as many pads as necessary. I'll go out there hurt, and I will play. I'm putting it all on the line for my team every week. I'm going to fight to stay up as long as I can and chuck something downfield. I'm not giving, like, he fought hard every game. He never gave up on nothing. He was tough. He was always there. Just great. Such a perfect fit for Pittsburgh. And 18 years.
All right. That's enough of that.
We love Big Ben. I was a little teary-eyed. But it's beautiful. Anyways,
there's no reason. The Mannings also pointed out that Big Ben loves checking to the three and out.
He does.
A lot of three and outs on third and nine.
Yes. I agree.
They pointed that out several times. They go, oh, yeah, we could throw a first down. We're going to do this three and out instead. It's awesome.
I agree.
It's so frustrating because you watch him, you're like, and like halftime, Peyton's like, oh, what are they doing?
I feel bad for Najee Harris because the amount of times he has caught a ball at the line of scrimmage needing 10 yards on third down is ridiculous. With a defender within 2 yards of him. It's so aggravating.
It's hard to watch. I don't like watching bad football. That entire game was bad football.
I'll tell you what wasn't bad. Two things. Najee Harris's stiff arm. He absolutely planted.
Nick Chubb had one, too.
Nick Chubb had a good stiff arm, too. He really did. Yeah. The Steelers defender bounced off the ground when Chubb stiff-armed him. However, Harris literally sat. I've never seen a stiff arm sit somebody down faster than Harris. He literally just put his arm out and just rolled over this dude like he wasn't there. Great so, play.
I think Najee's a good player. Don't get me wrong. I think he's good.
Yeah.
But, like, it somewhat seems he seems so much better because the rest of their offense looks so bad.
Yeah, I don't think he's a, you know, in Madden ratings, I would give Najee Harris like an 83, you know?
That seems reasonable.
Like, he's good.
Although, there's a lot of people, he should be 100, he's the best back. He's not that good.
He's good, with opportunity to get better. He's a rookie. The second thing that wasn't bad was T.J. Watt absolutely burying Baker Mayfield. Because the Browns, once again, wouldn't help. And he almost killed Mayfield on the last sack. He hit him so hard. He depleted him and planted him, and it was beautiful. And he had 4 sacks. They wouldn't help the right tackle.
What? Why?
I don't know. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. They wouldn't help him. They left Hudson out there on an island with Watt.
When you have to throw.
With D'Ernest Johnson in the backfield, when you have to throw, they would leave him on an island. And
the final drive, they came out with D'Ernest Johnson and not Chubb.
I know! Came out with D'Ernest Johnson most of their drives.
I wonder, so frustrating. The not helping. Eli's just like, I mean, they could at least try. At least try to, like, chip him or...
Yeah, no, there was a lot of plays. I don't remember how many sacks. I think at least 2. Well, there was not even a tight end. There was no one over there. No one. It was him and the right tackle from the word go, and he abused him.
There's probably 4 or 5 defensive ends in the NFL, or probably more than that, that you just can't leave one-on-one all game, no matter who your tackle is.
Right.
Just can't do it. Garrett's one. Watt's one. I think Nick Bosa's one.
Yeah.
I mean, just, you know, even like DeMarcus Lawrence, you can't do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of, even leaving them one-on-one all game, there's a lot of guys who are good, not great, that you can't do that.
You can't do that with Randy Gregory either.
There's a lot of people you can't just do that all game with.
Yeah.
You expect, and there's a few guys who you definitely can't do that all game with.
Yeah. I mean,
it made no sense. So I don't know what the Browns were doing. I don't know why they didn't run Chubb. I don't know why they didn't help Hudson.
So the one play the refs made in this that I, so it was Najee got the ball, was running up the middle, and Clowney crashed and stuck his hand out and got his hand on the helmet, not the face mask, and they originally threw the flag, and then they picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the best officiating things I'd seen the entire weekend, because it wasn't a face mask.
Right.
I was so glad they picked it up.
It was a good call.
And I was surprised they did.
I was too.
Like, I'm like, they got to pick that up. Like, it was his helmet. It wasn't the face mask.
Yeah, but it was a good call.
And they did the right thing, which blew me away.
Yeah. They also, a good call, was it Garrett, who went by Big Ben one time and hit him in the side of the head in the pocket with his hand? Kind of the same thing. They didn't throw a flag for anything. Mm-hmm. I was like, good call, because I've seen roughing the passer for less this year.
There's some of the crews that are so bad.
It's unreal how terrible the officiating is really awful.
And when we get in the playoffs, it's going to determine games.
Oh, it is.
Like, oh, yeah. I'm fairly convinced.
Who was
the Saints?
Yeah, the three tries in the end zone. No, whoever had the three tries at the end zone in the end of the game end up getting a penalty. Oh,
the Bengals.
The Bengals. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what it was. Was it the Bengals? They won the game with it. I'm blanking here.
I think it was they kicked a field goal to win the game. But they got down to the goal line.
Yeah, it was down to the goal line. And they were able to
run the clock out.
And they went for it and didn't get it. Flag. Went for it, didn't get it. Flag.
Well, they went for it, didn't get it. Flags on both teams.
Right.
Offset, retry.
Redrew.
Went for it. Got the flag.
Automatic first down.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Timeout. Kick a field goal.
Right.
Clock it.
That, I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is absolutely huge.
But anyways, I was impressed with that. I don't care at all about Big Ben's final game. It didn't affect me in any way.
The masses care.
I mean, not the masses. I talked to
another Cowboys fan the other day, and he's like, you know, I hate the Steelers. I like Big Ben. It's time for him to go, though, but I like Big Ben.
I don't.
Big Ben's awesome. He is absolutely awesome. Big shoes to fill. Going to be tough.
I saw a lot of the only person that could fill Big Ben's shoes are Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that is offensive to us Pittsburgh fans. We don't like that. We don't want that.
I laughed.
We get out of here with that mess.
I thought it was hilarious.
Big Ben's a changed man. He's a changed man. I genuinely believe him to be a good man and a changed man now.
As I told you,
yeah.
I believe that he's a changed man as well. He's not the same player he was pre-motorcycle accident.
That's true.
But pre-motorcycle accident, not very good.
Of a guy, a lot of
times. And didn't actually have to pay for any of his mistakes.
Very true.
Very true. There are some people that their lives are forever changed in a negative way because of what he did.
Yep.
And it did not, it made him a better person, but it ruined some people's lives.
I agree that he caused a lot of hurt and harm. But some of the things he's done, he never suffered very much repercussions from it, but I believe him to be a changed man. I really do. So, and lots of young athletes with millions of dollars have done, not the comparing him to other people, but like, it's not like he's the only professional athlete who's done something like that. So,
oh no.
What is it? I feel like there's breaking news.
I just saw the thing. The NFL is considering, alternate locations for Super Bowl with the rise in COVID cases.
Where's the Super Bowl supposed to be at?
Los Angeles.
Ah, yeah, get it out of California.
Maybe they'll move it to Dallas.
Please don't do that. Because then all the Dallas people will go nuts.
Dallas go win the Super Bowl in Dallas. Dallas go win the Super
Bowl. No, if Dak Prescott can't figure out how to throw the ball to the open man, they're not.
Well, you know. What do you want your quarterback to do, Lucas? Make completions?
throw it to the open man. Also right. In Pittsburgh, if you ask me what the future of Pittsburgh looks like at quarterback, heck if I know. I don't know.
It's not good.
I don't know. Are we going to get Derek Carr? I don't know. We're going to get Aaron Rodgers? I don't know.
The answer to that one's no.
I don't know.
They're not getting Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying. All the rumors floating. I don't know. We're going to get Russell Wilson.
I still think Mitchell Trubisky is a very realistic option.
Please don't do that.
Matt Ryan?
I don't like Mitchell. I would rather have Matt Ryan. I don't dislike Matt Ryan.
Maybe it's Jameis Winston.
I don't know if I want that either. I don't know if I can put up with the emotional roller coaster of
James. We got to make some game picks.
Okay. All right. I've rambled long enough. Goodbye, Big Ben. We love you.
All right. So Saturday, they flexed some games. And when I saw that they were going to announce the games, they were going to be flexed, I told Stephanie, my wife, I said, the Cowboys will play Saturday night in the primetime spot because they know they'll get viewers. Cowboys Eagles will have viewers no matter what.
You're right.
They just will.
It will.
So they're going to put that there because they want the viewers.
Yep.
And I had to listen to Steve Levy and Lewis Riddick because the Manning cast won't be on. And I also told her that the final game was going to be the Chargers and Raiders, which, by the way, they could do something super savage. So just talk about the playoffs real quick before we do our picks.
Mm-hmm.
The craziest scenario is if the Colts lose to the Jaguars.
Yes. And Pittsburgh wins.
It doesn't really matter what Pittsburgh does for this scenario.
Okay.
Technically, Pittsburgh should get in unless.
Yes.
The Chargers and the Raiders tie.
Yeah.
What if, I don't think this would ever happen.
Yeah.
What if the Chargers and Raiders just came out and had a kneel off?
What?
On primetime TV. Like, you know what? We can both get in the playoffs. Let's do it.
Garbage opinion. No.
What if they did?
They're not going to. Those teams want to send the other one home.
I know they do. They
want to be the reason.
But you know what? What would make me so happy is if the Colts did lose to the Jaguars, the Patriots beat the Steelers beat the Ravens, and then those two teams tied and kept Pittsburgh out.
That'd be miserable. That's not going to happen. That would be miserable.
I don't think so either. The other good news, the NFC, there's almost no real interesting playoff scenarios.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I guess the Saints are still in it.
Technically, they're the only team.
So I guess they win, 49ers lose, they're in?
I think.
That's the only.
They're the only team, yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, 49ers got the Rams, Saints got the Falcons, so.
Which, by the way, if the Cardinals win and the Rams lose, the Cardinals win the NFC West, mm-hmm. which then flips those two seeds.
Yeah, 2 and 5 there.
3 and 5.
2 and 5 right now.
Oh, really?
I believe so, yeah.
I didn't think they were both the Bucks.
I think. Maybe I've got that flipped around. I don't know.
Well, the Bucks went in and beat the Rams, right? No.
Yeah, it is.
The Rams beat the Bucks.
It's 2 and 5.
Okay. All right, let's do our picks. So we have the Chiefs, who they need to win, and the Titans lose for them to get the number one seed. So they're playing the first game on Saturday against the division rival Broncos in Mile High,
mm-hmm.
probably without Teddy Bridgewater, so I will take the Chiefs.
Same. Give me the Chiefs.
Then we got the Cowboys and the Eagles in a game that really doesn't matter, but here's the deal. Like, whether or not you think the Cowboys are a great team, they are definitely a great team when they play the NFC East.
I'm still taking the Eagles.
I know you are.
What about this, you know, thing about games mean more to some teams than others? This definitely means more to the Eagles than it does the Cowboys. Cowboys are in. They're pretty locked into their spot. What do they care? The Eagles got a chance to beat the big boy in the division.
I'm still taking the Cowboys, but I do think there's a chance that the the Eagles have no stars to really rest.
No, you're right. Everybody's playing.
So the Cowboys, they may not play everyone the whole game.
Let's go, Eagles.
All right. We got the Bengals and the Browns. Give me the Bengals.
Yeah.
Because the Browns are stupid.
Because whatever that mess was the other night, yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh won. They won fairly easily. If the Browns play like that against the Bengals, they'll lose by 50.
The Bengals are very good. We got the Packers and the Lions. Give me the Lions.
It depends on whether Rodgers plays or not.
I'm sure he wants to play the whole game. But
is he? I don't care what he wants to do. What's he going to play?
There's no way they play him the whole game.
I'll take
the Packers. I like when someone said, the Detroit Lions play nasty football.
They do. They bite a kneecap off, like, man.
There's no way I'm putting... We have the one seed.
I'm doing it, too. You talk me into it. Give me the Lions. Let's go.
All right. We got the Bears and the Vikings and...
I mean, I don't know. What the heck?
Who was it that played for the Vikings this past weekend at quarterback?
I don't even know.
Sean Mannion.
Okay.
Oh, well, that was awful.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Justin Jefferson really struggled.
I'm going to take the Bears.
I think I am, too. I mean, neither one of these teams are good. And the game doesn't matter. So, who knows?
Yeah. Both teams finished 7-10.
Yeah.
Washington and New York. I got Washington. And we have to talk about Joe Judge for a second.
Oh, my gosh. His comment about the play. Yeah, yeah.
Joe Judge, in a press conference, when asked about how he feels about his job security with the team, he basically came out and said, the things that he's changed can't be measured. So he can't prove that he's doing a good job. You also can't prove he's not doing a good job. That's what he tried to say.
Mm-hmm.
He also said that our players aren't fighting on the sideline, trying to trash the Washington football team. Now the Washington Admirals.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a...
Didn't he also say he has players calling him from last year, telling him how much they miss?
Who?
Judge.
Who would do that?
I don't know. Who's missing New York? You're missing losing every game?
Is there a team that left there and went to Jacksonville?
Surely somebody. I don't know. But yeah, he's like, I got people calling me that I've coached in the last couple of years. They say they miss being here. Really?
So if you have to tell someone how great a job you're doing, you're probably not doing a very good job.
Right. Has Belichick ever come out and said anything like that? No.
Like
Andy Reid.
If you're successful, you don't have to tell people you're successful.
Right. 4-12 is not
successful.
You also
don't care about telling people that you're successful.
Right. It just doesn't matter to you.
I don't walk around telling people how successful our podcast is. That doesn't mean like it's That's great. Right. It just means I'm not saying
That's
it.
Right.
We have some loyal listeners, Lucas.
We do.
All right. The Colts and the Jaguars, big game for playoff implications.
I am doing it. I'm doing it with hope. I'm doing it that maybe me clicking
also
on the Jacksonville Jaguars is going to spur them to victory.
Indianapolis hasn't won in Jacksonville since 2012.
Yeah, I think they're like 7-0 there or something.
They're
like
0-7.
Or 0-7, yeah.
Which I guess one of those actually was in England.
One was London.
So
come on, Jacksonville. Please do it for me. Please.
We got the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens.
Give me the Steelers.
Hey, there's nothing says Pittsburgh like 500.
Give me the Steelers. 18 years, Ben Roethlisberger's never had a losing season.
Yeah, he's had a lot of non-winning seasons.
There's no such thing. You either had a losing season or a winning season. He's got a lot of winning seasons.
500's not a winning
season. That's a winning season.
No, it's not. It's a 500
season.
When
they put it in the books, it's a winning season.
No, it's not.
Okay, what was it? Two years ago when Duck Hodges was playing, Roethlisberger was hurt the whole year.
Whenever they show, but it was 500. They finished 500.
I know, and I'm saying if you want to hold that against them, I don't know that you really can. He didn't play.
I'm just saying, like, anytime they show that graphic, they go, hasn't had a losing season in 18 years. Not that he's had
a winning season. Okay. He's never lost more than he's won. Every single year, he never loses more than he wins. What? 18 years!
Only the Steelers could find a way to have a 500 record. In an odd game season.
We're not going to have a 500 record.
You are. Because you're going to lose to the Ravens.
We're going
to
beat the Ravens.
You're going to lose to them.
We're going
to
beat them.
All right.
TJ Watt's going to get the sack record and the defensive player of the year, too.
So I think at this point he is defensive player of the year because he has had some more sacks.
I mean, four.
Parsons is also out. He got put on the COVID list today.
Okay, well. Welcome to TJ Watt's world. He missed two games this year.
All right. Tennessee and the Texans.
Oh, Tennessee.
By the way, Derrick Henry back off of IR.
Designated to return, which means they've got a 21-day window now. So you know
he's back. And if they get the bye week.
I know. He's going to get 2 weeks.
What if they have a fresh Derrick Henry in the playoffs? The
Titans are going to be trouble, actually.
That's not
trouble.
Fair.
That's problematic. By
the
way,
how did they get the number one seed?
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
We thought they were dead five times.
Yeah, I thought when Henry got hurt, that was the end of them. They were just going to the end of the year.
I feel like Mike Vrabel should be the coach of the year.
Great pick.
But also, Matt LaFleur,
he's done a good job.
His record for the first three seasons is ridiculous.
It is unreal. Also, I heard somebody say the other day, and as much as it pains me, it makes a little sense. Sirianni. I mean, the Eagles.
What about Zach Taylor?
Zach Taylor also was the other guy. What a great job Zach Taylor's done.
Yeah.
Him and Vrabel are probably my favorites.
You know what? I think they should have a worse coach of the year.
That's a great idea. Because we got John Gruden and Urban Meyer.
Matt
and
Nagy.
Joe Judge. Matt Nagy. Fangio.
Mike McCarthy.
Oh,
yeah, Joe Judge is up there too.
Yeah, Joe Judge for sure.
Matt Rhule.
Yeah, Matt Rhule. Man. Who the heck is coaching the Jets?
Sala. They've been playing better. I think he's
not the worst coach of the year.
I'd give it to Dan Campbell for best coach.
Yeah.
Love Dan Campbell.
Me too.
All right. Saints and Falcons.
Yeah. Different thing. Oh, man. I don't know.
Falcons.
I think the Saints.
They both stink.
They do. They're not good. I'll take the Saints.
No, I'm going to take the Saints because I think the Falcons probably want to inch up a little bit in the picks.
The draft. Yeah. The Saints still have something to play for.
They still have a chance.
Yeah.
Falcons. Although the Niners wouldn't have played at that point, so they have no idea.
Yeah, the Saints still have something to play for. The Falcons don't.
All right, so then we got the Jets and the Bills. The Bills still have something to play for.
Yep.
The Bills. Yeah, I'll take the Bills. The Patriots and the Dolphins.
Give me the Patriots.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
Really?
Yeah.
Not inconceivable.
They got dog walked by.
They did? Holy cow, did they?
But that was in Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
So that was cold. That was warm weather team going to cold in the wind.
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't matter. I'll take the Dolphins over the Patriots. By the way, they finished 9-8. That's unbelievable.
It's very impressive.
All right, we got the Panthers at the Buccaneers. Bucks. 49ers at the Rams. Niners.
Rams, but not confident.
And then I'll take the Cardinals over the Seahawks.
I think I'm going to go Seahawks.
By the way, did you like the little video with the graphics?
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
that was some good stuff.
I graduated like second level video editing.
Yeah, you did
second grade.
You pumped out some videos recently.
Yeah, I didn't work that day. I took the day off. And I quickly realized that some of the people that do this stuff, mm-hmm. and like that's their job, there's a reason. There's a lot of work. I also had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah. Well,
I learned how to do that stuff that day. I didn't even watch a YouTube video.
I think
video.
You did a good job. You didn't even watch a YouTube video for the YouTube videos.
Hey, when we did our like who's rising and falling, had the sliding.
Yeah, the little sliders in there.
It's good stuff.
You did. It was good.
Even colors for the teams.
I enjoyed it.
You know? Go check those out if you didn't. Give
YouTube
them a thumbs
channel.
Up.
There we go.
Subscribe to the channel. We pretty much only do those whenever we do remote recording.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, maybe Lucas won't have a fan for a hat.
Maybe, but I still
maybe we'll
might.
Get you a lamp instead of an overhead light.
Yeah.
You know, we can make some improvements.
There's a lamp on the other side of that room. Like, bring it over. Bring it over.
Also, I didn't really tell you beforehand.
I didn't pay attention. You know, I'm just not a attentive person when it comes to that, I guess. So, whatever.
All right, final game, Chargers, Raiders. Give me the Raiders.
Man, I want the Chargers, but the Raiders scare me in this one.
Do people?
My head says Chargers. My heart says Raiders.
Did the Chargers win last week? Give me the Raiders.
It's not bad math, really. But the Raiders won last week, too. So
they've won a couple games in a row. They've done it.
They kind of have.
They've been making a run like If they get in the playoffs after the season they've had.
Very impressive.
Without Darren Waller.
Yeah, because he's by far, their most impressive offensive
player. He's one of the best tight ends in the league.
He's Kittle Kelsey, like, or maybe a half step down. He's a half step down.
Yeah, I don't know Kittle Kelsey.
You're right. I would give him a half step down from that.
What happened to Noah Fant?
I mean, he wasn't ever that big of a deal.
Well, he was like his rookie year. He was really good.
He looked like he was good on his way to great.
And then
he's not.
I guess there's not really a whole lot of talent thrown in the ball.
No, there's not.
All right. Well, that's all the picks.
There we go.
It's everything picks are for in. The last regular season game.
Yep. I had a big week again last week in the pick 'em. Got 12 right.
120 points. I did not.
I had a couple big weeks recently. I mean, by big weeks, I mean I'm finally doing what the people who are ahead of me in the pick 'em are doing.
So I'm finally on their level. Is it still just Justin in the lead?
Yeah. Although I am approaching taking over Calvin's spot, I believe.
Uh-oh, Calvin.
Yeah, I need a big week.
By the way, there wasn't as many people that joined this as we had in the playoff one last year.
Yeah, which we're getting ready to do the playoff one again.
Probably.
I would like to do that.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, the playoff one's so much more fun.
I think it's way better than this.
We'll probably do a t-shirt.
Yeah, we got some t-shirts in the
works. So we have a new logo.
Yep.
Should be coming out in a couple weeks. Week. Maybe we'll do it before the next episode.
We're not on, you know, timelines are, you know.
You know,
things kind of happen when they happen over
things
here.
Might get leaked before we we have something in the works, but if it gets leaked beforehand, it's not our fault.
That's right.
We can't be held solely responsible for that. I don't know how it would get leaked. I guess so Justin's my brother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas time, we made him a shirt.
Okay.
As a Christmas present.
Potential leak out there.
Yeah, so Justin, it's not leaking.
What is it, a whistleblower? You wouldn't really call that a whistleblower.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Better leak it if you want to.
That's what the football team
said. He's probably wearing it around now. People are like, what? Breakfast pizza? What is that about? Yeah. Why is the... I was about to give away the logo.
Yeah.
Talking about it.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, you almost leaked it. Almost. It was close.
Here's a hint.
I bet they got a job
there for you down there. There is a slice of pizza in the logo.
It's involved. Surprise, surprise.
It'll be interesting. Probably not like the best like PR move to release a new logo at the end of the season. Hey, but the football team's announcing their team at the end.
Yeah, they're announcing at the end of the year. You know, the end of the year for us means playoffs, which is a big deal.
And then after the playoffs, we get a little bit more flex schedule. Flex,
probably another food episode since that went over so well last time.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do that one remote so we can have video.
It's not a bad idea.
We could do video in person, but I'm not. I can barely do this one.
Yeah, I mean, I could turn my camera on. And
we did try to remote record in the same room one time. It didn't work, remember?
Yeah, that's rough because then I ended up on the other side of the adjacent room on a bench with the door closed. There was such a mess.
We ended up doing that one all over again, didn't we?
I think so, yeah. Because we couldn't get anything to work. It was remoted, and then it sucked. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a rough time.
That was rough. Growing pains.
Turns out I just had to restart my computer.
Yeah, there's...
Oh, that was a... anyways, there's been some good times. There's been some bad times. There's been times. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
I think we got this one in. This might be one of the shortest episodes we've had.
We're getting closer back to, you know, when we started out, we're like 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah,
by the way. We're capping it an hour.
That is the goal we wanted to be.
It really is.
45 minutes.
We're bad at shutting up. We're bad at it.
Like, I'm like, oh, man, I wonder how we're doing. I feel like we're doing pretty good on time. I look up, I'm like, oh, we're at an hour.
Yeah. I know. It happens very fast.
Well, anyways, before we get off track again, thanks everyone for listening. Mm-hmm. We hope you're having a wonderful new year.
We do. Absolutely.
We hope you continue to have a wonderful new year. Go Ravens.
No, absolutely not. We love you, Baltimore. Big Ben. You stop it. Let's you go. Need your team to win. You should worry about your problems.
I don't want to buy you lunch.
You should. We're getting close here. It's getting so. This morning we had a discussion with Josiah, who's in on that as well.
Yeah,
me and Josiah need to win this week. We're safe. We're not buying JR lunch either way.
Right.
There's no way JR gets lunch out of this. But I might still get lunch out of this. So let's go Pittsburgh.
How are you going to get lunch?
They're going to win. You're going to buy me lunch.
Oh.
You're going to buy me side lunch. We're going to win.
They're not going to win.
We're going to win. We might even make the playoffs. If we don't, I won't be crushed. Because making the playoffs, we're not going anywhere if we get there. Might get lunch. Might get the playoffs.
You're not getting the playoffs.
We might.
There's no
way. All that needs to happen is Jacksonville needs to, you know, just do what they've been doing. Beat the Colts. At home. Come on.
Trevor Lawrence had his first touchdown pass in four games.
Well, that means he's due for
a couple more. Garbage time against the Patriots. All right, we're off track again.
It could happen.
Everyone have a wonderful week.
That's right.
See you next week.
Yep.